I wanted to mention this little part here. It's actually important because while we're trying to create, while we're experiencing 3.6 million, there's going to be a lot of changes physically and emotionally. There's a big adjustment there, and I've noticed that my moods have been swinging a bit. You know, I can go from a really good mood yesterday in the morning, and all of a sudden in the afternoon I was feeling really grouchy and tired. Those things, when we make big changes in our lives, especially when we're reaching for something, you know, which is something larger than what we're used to, there's going to be some changes, and there's going to be some ups and downs from those changes. I noticed this even when I was first began working with Sending Love. There was lots of changes that went on inside me. A lot of emotional changes. Because reaching from, you know, what I have to 3.6 million is quite a change. And bringing that experience into my life where I'm mentally, physically and emotionally experiencing having the 3.6 million, that's quite a change. And that's going to bring about some physical and emotional change, because it also changes the vibration in our physical body. Because what we have, what we experience every day, we recreate it on a constant level every day. That's why we experience what we have every day, because we recreate it constantly, but we do it automatically. Once we've got it created, then we recreate it automatically. And that's because we basically vibrate and send that signal out in the universe, and it's recreated. So we experience the same things basically every day. More or less the same amount of money and so forth. Unless we make some changes. Also, everything in our lives is reflective of that. Our friends, our conversations we have, the things we look at, all reflect that same basis of where we are at this particular moment. In other words, unless you're reaching for more, you wouldn't look at cars in a sense that you can't afford. You spend really more time looking at things that you can afford. Or when you look at something you can't afford at this time, you go, well, I can't afford that. Rather than looking at it as, yes, I can create that by first creating the experience of having it, and then the universe, in a sense, the way it's designed, will actually bring it to me. We'll find a way to create it physically in my life. So even that thinking pattern changes us. Just changing that opinion takes a lot. It takes effort, takes energy, and it sort of disrupts our life in a way. Because for change to come, it's disruptive for what is. And so as what is gets disrupted and the new things begin to come about, new experiences, even new people that come into our lives. We've had some new people come in which are representative of the package that, you know, I talk about every now and then creating, that's sort of that picture I look at represents in the future of, you know, that place by the waterfront and, you know, Bahamas or Hawaii or wherever that might be, in a warm climate where we have financial wealth and we have people also like-minded, because that matches our life. It's sort of like they also have a certain amount of wealth, which gives them freedom to go and do things same as we would have. This is also important because the people surrounding us also have to sort of match our creation. So as we change, the people around us begin to also change. Well, the people themselves don't necessarily change. Some do, but I mean, you end up with different people. Some people leave and new people come in into the picture. And again, so that changes also. Our friends begin to change. Because as we make all those changes, our friends don't really match so much anymore. You know, they sometimes they even hold us in place of where we are. That's not totally a fair statement in a sense, but I think everyone can understand what I'm trying to say, because our friends and the people we associate with really reflect what we've been thinking, our attitudes towards money and so forth. And generally, they reflect that back to us. So as we make those changes, we tend to match up less to those people and we begin to match up more to people who have the same thought patterns. So things change in a lot of different ways. And that takes time and really needs time for adjustment. So a lot of times when we reach for something big, we have to allow it time. That's where I say we spend some time creating. Then we switch to something different, lighter, and we let that be and let it evolve in ourselves and our lives so that it can actually create a place to come into our lives as a real experience. So it's important to understand, I think, that there's going to be mood swings. There's going to be physical reactions. And the most important thing, I think, during that time is to do something that helps your body go through that time and also helps to release the any resistance. So massages, maybe a weekly massage or even sitting in a hot pool, like a sauna, a hot tub, or hot springs. Anything that helps your physical body get through the stress that it's going to go through as all these changes come about. Because you're, in a sense, we're changing the vibration in our physical body, and that really puts strain on the physical body. So it needs something extra to help work through it. The massages work. I don't go much for massages because I don't like them that much. I do this sacrocranial work. I can't pronounce it right, but it seems to match for me. It works well for me. And I think for everyone, they have to find what works well for them. Maybe even what the person can afford, so. And I think also if it gets too much, then a person should take a break. Yesterday was kind of an odd day because I felt really good in the morning. And then all of a sudden in the afternoon I was amazingly grouchy and it stayed till late in the evening. But so I think we need to just take it at a pace we can handle and not over push it. I still kept with it and thought about it and tried to hold the feeling, good feelings, but also at the same time just let it kind of be. You know, didn't try to force myself back into a good mood. Because I don't think that does really any good. Sometimes we need to do that, but sometimes it's best just to allow ourselves to be as we are and just be accepting of ourselves. I know there's some resistance in me. Somewhere, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I can feel it. And even this morning as I went for my therapy, physical therapy, I could feel some resistance. You know, before I even got there, I could sense it. Something in me was closing off. Once I got there, it did so even more. And then afterwards, I could feel something releasing a little bit, letting go. Can't really put my finger on it, but I notice each time a little bit of that resistance lets go. And I think in time it will just keep going. But I also have to let go of fear of changing. See, there is some fear in me of, I don't know exactly what it is. I can't quite point it out yet. But something in the whole package, there's a little bit of fear somewhere. It'll come out. Or eventually I'll figure out what it is and then it'll release. Either way, it's there. And it's important, I think, that I know that it's there. In some ways, I suppose, it would make more sense to pick a smaller amount of money to focus on, but I just feel like a larger amount gives more something to bounce against. You know, you can put a handful of rice in your mouth and you can really taste what the rice tastes like. You put one grain in your mouth and it's hard to tell. And it's very easily overridden by something else. So, with this, especially with money, I like to keep it intense enough so that it really has a taste and a flavor to it. And then just sort of allow it. I mean, a smaller amount of money may come first, depending how much resistance we have. So, it still makes more sense to focus on and play and allow the larger amount, which means we don't have to begin to change. So originally, one time I did 10,000, once I had 10,000, and I did get it, and that was actually fairly easy to focus on. But once I had it, I had to start all over again. So that's why I think a larger amount. And if I would have, at that point, grabbed this larger amount, I think I still would have received the 10 grand, and probably more by now, because by now I would have worked through more resistance, and become more into an allowing phase. Also yesterday, you know, I got a credit card bill. A little more than I thought it would be. Well, okay. All honesty, a lot more than I thought it would be. And that kind of took me for a little bit of a shock, because what that does, in a sense, it makes me face reality. Because what I've been doing is putting myself in the experience of feeling and experiencing 3.6 million. In that experience, I don't need to worry about a little credit card bill like I got. It's no big deal. But in a life that I'm actually really living, it's a bit more of a concern. So that brought a bit of a hit of reality. And because I'm reaching for the 3.6, there is a huge gap in between, like there's such a large opposite that it causes a bit of a reaction sometimes. And this is also normal, I found, when I'm creating. Sometimes, if I slip and I start to look at that I don't have it yet, or I'm getting anxious like I'm waiting for it, and I'm looking for it, that actually creates resistance and stops it from coming. But worst of all, it causes a negative feeling, because it's like almost a down feeling, like, oh, it hasn't happened yet, I've been working on it for this long and it still hasn't happened and I don't see it coming. And then it sort of gets you depressed and sometimes even maybe a little irritated and angry. Then you have to swing that back, give it a little time to flow through, and then swing it back into the positive side, back into experiencing what we want to experience. And sometimes, of course, during this process, you can get feelings of feeling down. You know, just a little depressed, and you're going, oh, this probably works for everyone else, it doesn't work for me. These are normal feelings that come about sometimes when we're making big changes. We second guess. We just feel down. We feel maybe it doesn't work. What if it doesn't? Then we'll be disappointed. Those are things we go through, and I think we have to allow ourselves to experience a little bit of that, and then again, like I said, let it go and move on. The trick is not to, continue to dwell in it. Just give it its time and then move on with it.